So at about 8:30, Deacon commented how empty the parking lot was. I said, don't worry, they'll come. And you're here. What a glorious day this is. Maybe like the apostles in the gospel, you were running hoping to find an empty tomb. But we're filled. We're filled with hope. We're filled with excitement. We're filled with the energy of new life. And so we rejoice in this great gift of the resurrection, this moment in time that never ends, which has changed everything. We can even imagine the confusion, the uncertainty that filled the hearts of the apostles on that first day. For Mary Magdalene, the one who loved Jesus so dearly, wanted to be there as early as possible, and then to encounter the empty tomb. We wonder what she wondered. Is it true? Is this what he meant? But no, this can't be. What happened? So she runs back to tell her friends, and then they run. All of this running, this energy, this excitement. This should be the mark of our life as disciples as well. That we run to encounter Jesus, to attempt to encounter Jesus, to try to find Jesus. But I think most of us, if we're honest, we run in almost every other direction. That we do allow the anxieties of this world, the time crunches, the to-do lists, the expectations that other people place upon us to dictate our life and the choices that we make. And so there is seemingly no end to this race that we're running. Well, this day changes all of that. This day makes everything else make sense. But St. Paul so beautifully said in that second reading to the church of Colossae, if you were raised with Christ, then seek what is above. Think of what is above and not what is on earth. If you truly have entered into a relationship with Jesus Christ, if the water that was poured on your head at baptism was real, that you truly entered into the death of Jesus. And by his grace, by his power, you were raised to new life. And seek what is above. And live your life hidden in Christ Jesus. What a radically revolutionary statement. To live your life hidden in Christ. This is how we as disciples of Jesus should be living. That we cloak ourselves in such a way that the world sees Christ through us. So many of us live in this world of identity politics. And we seek to make our own way and claim our own identity and proclaim that to the world and demand the world acknowledge our identity the way that I have made it. We demand to be seen by the world. We demand the world to rotate around us. This should not be so for a disciple of Jesus Christ. Because you don't need the world to see you. You don't need political pundits to declare days for you, to recognize you. Because God the Father has already seen you. From the first moment of your creation, God has known you and God has loved you. And everything he's done throughout salvation history is to open your eyes, to open your heart to the reality of God's love, of the Father's love, the Father who never stops calling, the Father who never stops inviting, the Father who never stops loving. We have a God, we have a Father of second chances, that not even the grave, not even death can stop his love. What a radical revolution our world would see if each one of us, just those of us here today, would live our life hidden in Christ, seeking the things that are above and not of the things of this earth, to truly embrace our new identity in Christ. How wonderfully we sing that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And this day, the day that your heart longs for, that one day things will work out. One day this will happen and one day that will happen. Well, that day is this day. And this day is Jesus Christ. And he reigns supreme. The empty tomb means everything. That God is raised from the dead. That we are a resurrection people. That we've been rescued from the chains, the binds of sin, of sickness and death. That we have a new way of life. And that life begins in Jesus Christ. So if you have not yet made a radical decision for your life to live for Jesus Christ, let this day be that day. If you've fallen short in the promises of your baptism, if you've forgotten to come to Mass a time or two, if you've scrolled too long in the dark side of the internet, if you've engaged in conversations that were inappropriate and unbecoming for a Christian, let that last time be the last time, for this is a new day. God the Father is inviting you into a radically new way of living, a way of living that is unmatched by anything that this world could ever offer you. It will cost you nothing but your life, but you get eternal life in return. That's the bargain that's made for you this day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Amen.